welcome, welcome, welcome to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5, where the next generation of activists meets the Pacifica Network. I'm your host, Zamani, and I'm joined by...
Saki, peace, y'all.
All right, no doubt. You're in for a good show today. Today we'll be talking about homelessness and also the prison moratoriums...
Project.
And the latest that they've been doing. But first, Saki with the latest in youth news.
Yes, and this news is brought to you by Kat Aaron, who couldn't be here today. Lee Malvo was found guilty of capital murder yesterday in the Washington, D.C. sniper case after jurors rejected his insanity plea. Malvo is 18 years old and was 17 at the time of the killings. Jurors now have to decide whether or not he will get the death penalty. According to the National Campaign to End the Death Penalty, there are now approximately 75 juvenile offenders on death row. The United States is one of only three countries, along with Iran and the Democratic Republic of Congo, that still allows juvenile offenders to be sentenced to death. It is the only country to have carried out the actual execution of a juvenile offender since 2001. President Jacques Chirac of France voiced his support this week for a French plan to ban the wearing of headscarves in public schools. Jewish skullcaps or yarmulkes and large crosses will also be banned. France has the largest Muslim population in the European Union, with around 5 million people. Several thousand teenage girls are estimated to wear headscarves to classes. Chirac rejected a proposal to mark the Muslim feast of Eid al-Adha and Jewish Yom Kippur as school holidays. Some feel that Chirac's move is an attempt to diffuse support for the far-right anti-immigrant party, the National Front, led by Jean-Marie Le Pen. The National Front is widely expected to do well in the next French elections. And in sports news, Spain will face Brazil today in the finals of the FIFA World Youth Championship, the international soccer competition for players under 20. The games are now being held in the United Arab Emirates, and today's match should be a good one. Finally, the U.S. Conference of Mayors yesterday released its annual report on hunger and homelessness. Requests for emergency food assistance have increased by an average of 17% over the last year, and the demand for emergency shelter rose by an average of 13%. More than half of the cities surveyed reported that emergency food assistance facilities had to either turn people away or limit their groceries families could receive on each visit. Of those requesting food help, 59% were families and 39% were employed, the report said. And 84% of the cities surveyed, shelters reported turning away homeless families because of too few beds and other resources. Officials estimated that 33% of the requests for shelters by homeless families were unmet. And that's the latest in youth news. Join us after this music break as we begin to talk about the homeless issue in New York City, and particularly homeless youth.
What's going down? people shook. A matter of minutes was all it took to take lives, but then I realized the gun's been drawn before the morn the plane hit. Flip the spit of the script and understand concerns legitimate. I mean, damn, Georgia got a training camp for terrorists. We cannot dismiss or even get away from this karmic trip, nor insist on fits of unfit rage. Turn another page in the saga or opt to stop the clock. Shell shock and bombs drop. Now, who will top who in turning humans into stew? Flew planes into two economic trains of food. Towers flew. Welcome to the new trickle down theory. Now we could see clearly if people trickle down as fast as yearly profit. People wanted me to stop it, but innocent lives are innocent lives all over the world.
I think it's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody, look what's going.
Welcome back, WBAI 99.5 FM. This is Rise Up Radio. You just heard For What It's Worth by Battlestar featuring Infinity.